Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. Live in LA, hour two, it's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, J-Mac joining me. Tom Brady has retired. It's official. You know, I was thinking about this during the break, is that because of Western religion, Eastern religion, you look inward. Western religion, you look up. The man in the sky. We tend to worship. The American Western culture is worship others. Could be Kanye West. It could be Trump. I mean, I see people give their life to politicians. I'm like, you people are weird. What are you doing? They sell their soul for any politician. And the truth is nobody can do it by themselves. Michael Jordan never won a playoff series without Scottie Pippen. That's the best basketball player of all time. Look at what LeBron did. His first 7 years in his physical prime in Cleveland. He got swept in the finals. He couldn't get past the good teams. These are the greatest of all time. People say, well, you know, Brady, Belichick. Belichick can't win without Tom, and Tom missed the structure of Belichick. Also, Patrick Mahomes without Andy Reid, I got news for you, fanboys. He's not Patrick Mahomes. Trevor Lawrence was a much more celebrated high school and college player, considered a better prospect than Mahomes. How bad was he as a rookie, and how good was he down the stretch this year? At the end of the year this year, from Thanksgiving until the first playoff game, Trevor Lawrence was the highest-rated quarterback in the league. He was awful last year. Why? He didn't have the right support system. In Clemson, he had a great high school coach. He had a great college coach. He's got a great NFL coach. For 1 year, he had a college coach who wasn't able to do the NFL thing, and he was awful. So think of all the talent he has. He's been bad for 1 year of his life. That's the year he didn't have the support system. And that college coach who failed in the NFL was great in college with lots of quarterbacks who weren't nearly as good when they lost Urban Meyer and went to pro or other places. So, you know, I mean, obviously Joe Burrow crushed, but even Joe Burrow, his first year at LSU, oh, he's better his second year. Than his first year at Cincinnati, he gets hurt. Second year, they get a better offensive line. It just, nobody can do it alone, but I think our Western culture, Western religion, we tend to worship a lot and believe in figures, and they'll solve it. And it's like everybody needs help. Everybody needs support. There is no Superman. Nobody's got all the answers. Nobody has all the fixes or all the solutions. You know, if somebody's promising you all the answers on a cable access show from a church, they don't know what they're talking about. They're selling nonsense. The reality is nobody's got all the solutions. Be social, reach out, help others. They'll help you. It's a better life. And at some point, you're going to be in a tough stretch and you're going to reach out for people and they're going to want to help you if you've helped them. But nobody can do it alone. We fall in love and wear other men's jerseys and this guy's a superstar. You take away the great record producers from the great artists and they don't make hit songs. There's a reason in Hollywood. The best actors always go to the same directors, and the same directors tend to lean on the same producers and writers. There's a finite number of people, but once you get great help, put your arms around it, embrace it, enjoy the ride together, because nobody can do it alone in life, and Brady had all sorts of help, and you saw him get, watch how emotional he gets on this video. When does he get emotional? When he talks about the people that helped him.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first, so I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Reach out to help others. They'll help you. Nobody does it alone. Spend less time worshiping, more time understanding. We're all in this thing together. We all need help.
It's interesting you mentioned religion. I'm reading an article, I think it's The Atlantic, about how in a time when young people are not into religion right now, they still need someone and they're turning to the internet. And these people have large followings and they have a good way of getting in your head and burrowing in and really, and at the bottom line, they're like a lot of snake oil salesmen who you shouldn't be listening to, but because these, you know, young people don't turn to religion right now, they don't really have...
Yeah, and you know what they turn to?
The internet and YouTube, and it's not good.
And politicians.
Oh, come on. Yeah, that's terrible.
Can we stop worshiping politicians and actors and athletes? We all need each other. Help others, they'll help you. We're all going to get in crisis. You know, it's just, when I look at Brady, when does he get emotional? When he's talking about family and people that helped him. And Brady was very, very fortunate. He cultivated his talent, like Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter, I watched the 30 for 30, or there was some special on Derek Jeter. I was watching on a flight not long ago. I don't even know what it was. It was some documentary or something. It was really, really good. But, you know, he obviously had talent. But you go back to Derek Jeter, and Derek's talking about going back to his hotel room and crying in the minor leagues. He didn't know if he was going to make it. And you're like, Derek Jeter, that good-looking shortstop for the Yankees, was crying and thought he wasn't going to make it? It's like, at some point, he got the right hitting coach and the right support system, and he had great parents. Like, it's amazing how often, years and years ago, somebody at the place I used to work, they were doing a story for ESPN, the magazine, about the 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. And I think Chad Millman, a friend of mine, ran ESPN, the magazine. And they were doing this story about starting quarterbacks in the NFL. And I don't know if it ever ran, but I talked to somebody. It was being discussed, and they were putting it together. And at some point, they found out that all 32 starting quarterbacks came from, like, two-parent households. That they had this support system, which is so important for young people, especially when you're a quarterback in college. You're the biggest star on campus. That's a lot of pressure for a 19-year-old, 20-year-old. And then you go to the NFL and you're the biggest star in a city. And it's like, even these great-looking, unbelievably talented, they need help. They need support. And because everybody, that Derek Jeter documentary, that Michael Jordan documentary, I mean, it's incredible. Michael Jordan was taking over the basketball world and he's writing letters to his mom. Would you send me some stamps? I loved it so much. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Peyton Manning and, you know, we were just talking about this the other day, that Jalen Hurts has great support at home. It's a wonderful story. Patrick Mahomes, great support at home. Even for the superstars, everybody on the Instagram and everybody on all these social sites wants you to tell their life is perfect. No, it's not. I got crap every day. I got dogs mad at me, wife mad at me, kid. It's just like that's life. And it's fun, but people need challenges. So
wait a second. It's not necessarily fun, but you've got to deal with that, get through the crap to get to the other end, journey, destination.
But that's
right?
what forms all of our personalities is the crap.
Unfortunately, yes. I would say that's accurate. Very accurate.
I thought about this. So Sean Payton, not to just go on and on and on, but when I look at this Brady thing, and for years and years it was, oh, Tom wouldn't do it without this person. I got news for you. Look at Josh Allen, how gifted he is. Bad, Brian Daboll leaves. He needs help again. And think how talented Josh Allen is. Think how talented that guy is. Not very good, unbelievable, regressing. So Sean Payton's the new coach of the Saints. It is interesting. So I went yesterday to watch the feedback. I do this from time to time. I try to stay off too much of the social stuff, but what's the feedback on Sean Payton going to the Broncos? And it is remarkable how many people are like, no, it's not going to work. Yeah, it is. Now, I don't know if he's going to win Super Bowls, but it's going to work. The right head coach, especially on offense, changes everything fast. The New York Giants a year ago were a total joke. Daniel Jones was a joke. They won a playoff game. And Denver's got significantly better talent, significantly better than the Giants. A year ago, the Jaguars were the worst team in the league. They won a playoff game. They won their division. The Rams, 4-11, Sean McVay. Andy Reid, 2-11. Kansas City, 4 offensive coaches. So Denver, first of all, hired the right side of the ball. They also hired a former head coach. Their over-under has already gone to 8.5. My guess it'll end closer to 9, 9.5 by the time the season starts. Denver's going to be good. The question is, can they be great? Probably not year one. But if you go look at Jacksonville in the AFC and the Giants in the NFC and McVay's Rams and Andy Reid's Chiefs, they're doubling and tripling the win total. So they won, 5 games last year? Not shocking at all if they won 10. My guess is they'll end up in the 8, 9, 10 category. A lot of it depends on the health of their offensive line. It's not as bad as I thought when I went and looked it up this morning. Also, what Sean Payton does, he gives the team clarity. So think about this. We all know Sean Payton can coach, right? Whether or not you think he's the best coach, the second best coach, the fifth best coach, we know he can coach. So if Sean comes in and they're better, but Russell Wilson's still average, it gives you clarity on Russell Wilson. Get rid of him, get a new guy. So right now, one of the problems with Denver is they have no clarity. Half of you think Russell's washed. I don't, but there are games I did. So this whole Russell Wilson thing, is he washed? Is he good? Could he get back? There's no clarity. Sean's going to give them not only a chance to win more games, which they will, he's going to provide an answer for the Russell Wilson situation. My guess is, and I think J-Mac agrees with me, I think Russell will go back to being a B-plus, A-minus quarterback. I don't think he's Mahomes at this point, or Allen, or I don't. But I also don't think he's Jarrett Stidham. So my guess is, with those receivers, the O-line's not as bad. Javonte Williams, the running back from Carolina, returns. Sean Payton, that he will look like a B to a B-plus quarterback again. Will he get to an A what he was in Seattle? Maybe not. But you can't. He was an A in Seattle and went to a D-minus. So my belief is coaching matters. How do I know? 2 words, Daniel Jones. 2 words, Kirk Cousins. I know. 2 words, Trevor Lawrence. So you don't go from an A to a D minus without a major injury. And Russell didn't have one. So I just think common sense tells you if the coach is better, and the difference between Nathaniel Hackett and Sean Payton is, it's Lincoln Riley to Clay Helton at USC. I'm not taking a shot, but that's the difference. One's elite offense, one just not built for the job. So USC went 4 wins to 11, 2 plays from 13. And my guess is, despite the Mahomes factor and the Herbert factor, the Raiders are still the Raiders. Nobody really totally trusts the Chargers to get it right. They have a defensive coach. My guess is they get to 9 or 10 wins. But regardless of how many games they win, at least we'll get an answer on Russell Wilson. So, J-Mac, you and I are in the camp of he'll go back to being a pretty good quarterback, to a really good quarterback.
Yeah, I was looking at the breakdown for some of the positional players, and they don't have a lot of premium free agents this year that they got to pay. Offensive line has some question marks. The guy I would look at is Jerry Jeudy, Colin. You got to pay him next year, 2024. Why wouldn't you get off of him, get a couple draft picks if you could? Could you get a 2 and a 4 for Jeudy? Could you get a 2 and a 5? Man, this guy was a first-round pick, very talented player. Yeah. You've still got Patrick Sutton, Hamler. I like, I don't know how to say his name, Dulich, the tight end.
Yeah, from UCLA.
Solid young player.
They also have a tight end from Missouri and from UCLA.
Albert O, the tight end.
They're capable. They're capable everywhere. Their guards are capable. Their tackles are solid.
Offensive line
needs a new center.
So the other thing I looked at was Sean Payton's history in New Orleans. He didn't have a ton of first-round wide receivers that were superstars. He made a lot of those guys. I think he can elevate the play of all the receivers in Denver. As we said yesterday, this was a, I think, 10.5-win team in Vegas heading into last season. They're not a 5-win team. I know they played like it this year.
Yeah.
But this is it's a bye team for next year for me. I mean, they're right there with the Pittsburgh Steelers, arrow pointing up.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
And I think we charted 3 or 4 teams from the AFC probably fall out every year of the playoffs. I think we would agree Miami's probably not going to be back there next year.
You and I have real issues about Buffalo.
I think Buffalo's probably a team that falls out. Look the year before, by the way. The number one seed in the NFC, Green Bay, did not make it this year. The number one seed in the AFC, Tennessee, did not make it this year.
I know.
And both number one seeds out of the playoffs.
And if you would have suggested that on our show, it would have been called a hot take.
You would have been crazy. Yeah, people would have laughed at you. They would have pulled your clips and put it on social media.
Yeah, so the reality is, if quarterbacks are in 3 camps, great, pretty good, or get on the phone. Will Russell get to pretty good again? My guess is yes. That is my guess.
100% agree. And by the way, we don't know what the Raiders are going to have at quarterback right now. We have no idea. So clearly the Broncos are not the worst quarterback in the division, which is good news. Herbert and Mahomes are a problem, but you could still win. Look at how many teams made the playoffs from the NFC East. Was it 3 teams? Eagles, Giants, Cowboys. Why can't they make it from the
Denver's
AFC?
Denver's got a last place schedule.
Another good point.
So Denver's going to get as easy a schedule as you can get in their division.
Now, I don't think they'll be as good as the Chargers.
By the way,
I think that Kellen Moore pickup is huge for the Chargers.
When will we know? I could be wrong on this. We know who Denver's going to play next year, don't we?
I think we can find the opponents, but we don't know the order, which is pivotal.
No. During the break, let's look it up.
Okay.
If they get the NFC South, Atlanta, Carolina. I mean, I don't know what they get. I don't know what I'm saying.
You want that division next year, yes.
Okay, so they get the AFC East and the NFC North. Well, they're going to play the Bears.
Bears, Vikings, Packers, Lions.
They have better players than all of them. No question.
Yeah.
And now they have a better coach than all of them.
Yeah, it also depends when you play them, winter versus spring. Fall, early September.
All right.
I'm with you, though. I like the Broncos. Dish.
Yeah.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
New year, new wireless plan. Switch to consumercellular.com/theherd. $25 off. You can change your wireless plan, don't have to change your phone or your number. So just for fun, I just went and looked up the Denver Broncos schedule. They won 5 games this year. I can look at their schedule. They have a last place schedule. So let me just say these will be their 5 wins to equal next year. They play the Bears and the Houston Texans on the road, but I'm going to go with significantly better roster and better coach. They also get at home the Commanders, Jets, Raiders, and Browns. I would say those will feel like they'll be a favorite. 6 wins right there.
The Jets did beat them in Denver this past year.
It's all about the change.
Breece Hall, a.k.a. Breece Lightning, had a great touchdown run in that game. Hey, go look up that highlight, dude. It's awesome. I think Ian Eagle had the call. Exciting stuff.
J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line News.
I've already taken my pen out. W for Sean Payton. LW for Sean Payton.
You know, we're going to need to do this, you know, my Jets thing. We need to do this with an NBA team.
Got to tell you something. Between coaches, NFL now, it used to be the NBA. Baseball had the hot stove league. Now, there's only about 6 teams that can afford the players.
Well, I like how the NFL has extended this coaching thing. This is like a 3 weeks since like Black Monday, right? When everybody's supposed to be fired. And it's been like a 3 or 4 week stretch, and we Colts still don't have a coach. We'll get to laugh at Jeff Saturday for a while if they make that an official hire. Arizona? Does anybody even want that job? All right, let's get to the Super Bowl. Chiefs are making history ahead of Super Bowl 57, becoming just the 9th team in NFL history to advance to 3 Super Bowls in a 4-year span. That list includes the Dolphins from the early 70s, the mid-90s Cowboys, Brady's Patriots twice. Patrick Mahomes led the Chiefs to their first Super Bowl in 50 years in 2019. They made it back in 2020 and then lost to Brady and the Bucks. Colin, you think Mahomes and the Chiefs we'll get the Super Bowl win for the 2nd time in 3 tries?
I don't know. I'm going to let it bake. I don't know.
Wait, you and Shady McCoy are like, I don't know. I need
well,
some
I don't
time
know.
On
why,
this.
Why?
Go with your gut. First instinct. Didn't your parents tell you that? Like if you're struggling on a math test in 5th grade. Just go with whatever you think, your first thought. My first thought was Eagles. I bet the Eagles, 27-24 Philly.
I don't think that's wrong. That's my gut.
Of course, it's not wrong. It's spot on.
But I want to give it some time. By the way, somebody could get dinged in practice. New information comes out. There's a distraction. Just I want to see Jalen Hurts did not, despite the win, play well or throw the ball well. I want to go read up on Mahomes moved pretty well.
Jalen Hurts was facing an elite defense. No. But I think we would agree the Chiefs are not an elite defense. They're
very
good.
Very fair. But I would say this. The Chiefs faced Joe Burrow and gave him his worst Sunday of the year since week one. The Chiefs' defense, I thought, was excellent.
The Bengals were missing three offensive linemen. They dominated the line of scrimmage. I think they sacked Burrow four times in the first half. They ain't getting to Jalen Hurts four times in the first half. Probably not for the game. I'm feeling too confident about the Eagles. Filthy Delphi. I love them. Next up, Aaron Rodgers' future still up in the air. We can't talk about him enough, Colin. He's so exciting. He's such a nice guy. And, of course, the Jets are hired Nathaniel Hackett to maybe try to lure Rodgers. Here's Aaron Rodgers talking about his relationship with Nathaniel Hackett. Love Hack. Hack is my guy. Love him, Megan, and the kids. They're really special to me. We really bonded when he was in Green Bay. He made it fun. He made the room fun. He made the weeks fun.
Yeah, fun's overrated. Winning's underrated. Who cares if he made it fun?
I just want to remind people, the first year was so fun that the Packers went out and drafted Jordan Love right after the season.
Yeah, people won't say
that. In the first
round.
Yeah, nobody wants to talk about that.
Hackett's first year with Aaron in Green Bay was a disaster.
Yeah,
they were bad.
They drafted Jordan Love for a reason in the first round. And then Rodgers got ticked off and, you know, got his act together. But I don't want him with the Jets.
I'm always a little, I don't mean to be cynical.
Sure.
But aren't you, like, we all have friends. If I said, who's your fun friend? I guarantee it's not the friend you could rely on the most.
So what's the fun friend? The one who wants to maybe go to a jiggle joint on a Friday night and not tell the wives, or poker on a Tuesday night?
Okay. If I said to you, who's your fun friend? Is he your most responsible, capable?
Of course not.
Never.
No, he's a bit of a degenerate.
Okay. So when I hear, oh, Hack was fun, was he great? Because Peyton's great, Reed's great. Bill Walsh was great.
So who's the great friend if the fun friend is trouble?
Well, I have different friends. I have fun friend. I've got a smart friend. I've got a talented friend. We all have different friends. Players all have different coaches. A lot of coaches are fun. Jerry Glanville was fun.
Jerry Glanville.
Andy Reid.
Wow.
I've known a couple of guys that played for Andy Reid. Andy's not always fun.
You know who's fun? Josh McDaniels. Just loads of fun everywhere he goes.
How does that work out? This coach was fun. Yeah, Belichick wasn't that fun. Got a lot of rings.
Can't you mix fun and success?
Yes.
That's the perfect blend you're working
for. But I've never heard Aaron talk about any coach like, oh, it's fun guy. Is he fun guy because he always agreed with you and never made you uncomfortable and never pushed you and never demand? That guy's never the fun guy.
Does your wife like your fun friend?
My wife's,
give or take. I would ask Aaron Rodgers' wife what she thinks of his fun friend, but
he's
single. Yeah, so he can just do whatever the hell he wants. Yeah. Final story, Trey Lance. Man, what a story for Trey Lance. Injured again this season. Colin barely played, had the broken ankle in week two. And then Brock Purdy emerged on the scene, won a bunch of games. And I don't know. Lance has to be kind of feeling good about things. Here's what he had to say about Brock Purdy. Purdy plays the game the right way. That's why he's had so much success. I was super excited for him. He worked his butt off all OTAs since the first day he got here, since the day he got drafted. He deserved everything he got this year and more. I truly believe that. Just tried to help him as much as I could. Learned a lot from him as well. So it's great for me to be able to have a quarterback room like we did throughout the year. Boy, sure sounds upbeat. I mean, 2 weeks ago, we were talking about Trey Lance maybe getting traded.
Well,
starting the season as a backup, and now he's going to be the starter because Purdy's elbow's shot.
What's happening?
Trey Lance caught a break there. And by the way, how are you feeling about Trey Lance going into season three? Man, how can we know?
Well, I think the whole Niners quarterback situation's a riddle. I have no idea about any of them.
You know who I feel good about?
Who?
Kyle Shanahan, his coach. I think Lance is probably going to be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at how much football he's played in the last 5 years, dating back to college. It's like barely, like maybe 16 games, 15, in like 4 or 5 years.
I know. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Well, Eric Mangini spent years and years with Tom Brady, who announced on the beach he is retiring. I hope he takes some time to himself. He's such an intense guy. I always see when people retire, they always jump back into stuff. And I'm like, dude, been a rough year. Family, take some time. Take a deep breath. So when you know, you saw the early Tom, the aging Tom, the star Tom. You know, I said earlier, obviously he got richer and more famous, but he was still always sort of driven values, intensity. Like, I don't think he changed that much. Hell, he still looks like he's 29 years old. He even all the success, I still feel like I know kind of what Tom's about. Your thoughts on that?
When I talk to my kids about Tom Brady, the thing that to me that makes him great is no matter how much fame he had, how much success he had, how much money he had, he worked the same way every day, and that's really hard to do. And the young guy that came in New England as a 6th-round draft pick that wasn't very good that first year at all when he was sitting and watching and struggling after practice in our one-on-ones against the DBs. He just consistently worked at it and took the same approach. And then when he had success, he did the same thing. And he treated people extremely well. He was kind to everybody. He embraced people that came in the locker room. It's such a rare combination to have that much success and that much humility. And it's something, you know, I hope for my kids that they can strive for those type of traits.
Yeah, you know, it's going to send a ripple through the market. My first thought is Kyle Shanahan went bummer and Derek Carr went show me the money. You know, because it here's the other thing. So let's say you ran the Packers, and in the last 72 hours, the Niners are a massive question mark at quarterback. Tom Brady retires. In Philadelphia, if they win the Super Bowl, everybody's going to want to get paid. And I thought this morning, is Green Bay saying, you know, we're going to sleep on this Aaron Rodgers to the Titans or Jets thing. It does. What Tom retiring, if I'm in the NFC, it does make me pause for a second, doesn't it, Eric?
Well, look, if I'm the Packers, I wouldn't be thinking about getting rid of Aaron Rodgers at all, regardless of how frustrating he's been or any of the problems he may have created. And I know J-Mac was just talking about not wanting him at the Jets, but you've got Zach Wilson versus Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, no, it's really fun winning. Winning is a lot of fun. And when you could upgrade your quarterback situation that dramatically, they should back up the vault or whatever they need to do to get him, because the Jets aren't that far away. But if you're Green Bay, yeah, he may be difficult to deal with, but life without an MVP caliber quarterback, that's really hard. That's really hard. And they may learn that pretty quickly if they move on from him and Jordan Love's not the guy they hope he is.
You know, we were talking about Sean Payton. So Kansas City, Alex, Andy Reid took the Chiefs from 2 wins to 11 one year. Sean McVay, 4 to 11 with Goff one year. Doug Peterson, worst team in the league, the playoffs one year. Brian Daboll, joke to a playoff win in one year, is that if you get the right coach, you can solve stuff, especially in 2023, an offensive coach, you can solve stuff pretty quickly. I think Sean's going to make Denver better, because I went this morning to the depth chart and PFF. They've got a lot of good players. This is not like the Texans. What to you is a reasonable idea, a reasonable prediction next year? What from 5 wins to what is reasonable in your opinion?
Well, it depends, Colin. They obviously made a huge upgrade in terms of experience and credibility and all those things would bring Sean in. And now it's a function of also getting Russell Wilson back in line. And I think Russell Wilson came in and he ran things organizationally, and now with Sean there, that dynamic is going to change back to head coach, then quarterback, and that could be a really positive thing for Russell. It's going to be interesting to see how the systems fuse together, because Sean's traditionally done a lot of shifting and motioning and multiple formations and no huddle and significant game planning, where Russell Wilson's been more on the stationary side from a offensive perspective. So do you cater it for Russell Wilson, or do you create some sort of fusion, or do you adapt Sean's system? That's going to be something that they have to work through. It's not a lot of draft capital. They're not in bad shape from a salary cap perspective, but you wish there was a little more from a draft perspective so they could get quicker.
Yeah.
you know, three games improvement, I don't think is unreasonable with adding a head coach like Sean Payton.
The Super Bowl matchup is interesting. We were talking about this. The better team in terms of roster is Philadelphia. They just have more elite players. And then, obviously, the better quarterback is Mahomes. Go back to your early Brady Super Bowls. Because Jalen Hurts, there's a big difference between playing at home and playing the Giants and playing the Niners without Brock Purdy and playing Mahomes. And, Patrick, this is another day at the office. Jalen, this is a big moment. I think Mahomes actually can put pressure on you because you know you're on the same telecast and the same comparison. Take Tom's early Super Bowls when he was young like Hurts. Was he nervous that it changed the game plan? Did you come out a little slower? Did you consider his lack of experience in that stage?
Well, remember, Colin, we only had three offensive touchdowns in our first Super Bowl run. And Drew Bledsoe threw one of those in the AFC Championship game when Tom got dinged up. So we weren't looking at it from the perspective of Tom had to win the game for us. And Jalen, to me, has a really great perspective on things. He has a great perspective on the success he's had. He's got a great perspective on where the team was throughout the course of the season and not looking too far ahead. He seems grounded, and that's the most important thing for me is that he doesn't get too much put on his shoulders and he doesn't feel the weight of the world on his shoulders because that's where he'll get in trouble. I do think he needs to play better than he did last game.
Yeah.
They need to find a way to exploit the young secondary of the Chiefs. And on those quarterback-driven runs, he needs to be better as a runner where he's really been strong. But he doesn't need to win the game on his own. They're collectively a really good team. And let the game unfold and they'll be fine.
When you were with the Patriots and you felt you had a better roster, would you coach differently if you felt like, guys, our units, our depth is better?
We always looked at it from the perspective of how can the other team hurt us? And we were going to make sure that we eliminated the ways that they could hurt us. And Bill Belichick is one of the best at identifying those things and making sure we were always hyper aware of it. It wasn't about coaching a different way. It was just making sure that everybody understood what we had to do to achieve our objectives. And they were very clearly outlined. And we didn't expect people to go outside of that plan. We just expected people to hold up their end of the bargain within that plan.
Finally, do you have a favorite Tom Brady moment, story, experience, practice? I know I'm kind of catching you off guard here, but when you think of Brady, are there a couple of moments that kind of a good laugh with Tom? Was he a good sport when people make fun of him? When you think of Tom, what do you think of?
Look, there's the football moments. It's that drive at the end of the first Super Bowl, which was incredible when John Madden said we should probably take a knee and play for overtime. There was the 3rd and 3 play against Carolina where he throws a 15-yard out to Deion Branch to set up the field goal for Vinatieri at the end of that game. I mean, those moments were incredible. But working with Tom, and we used to have rookie classes that I ran with Brian Daboll, and Tom having to come into those classes and just him as a young guy, a 6th-round draft pick, trying to figure it out. We had 3 other quarterbacks on the roster. Drew Bledsoe had just gotten a $100 million contract extension. And in retrospect, I appreciate his work ethic. And there were a lot of things working against him, especially that first year, for him to even stay on the roster. But his character, we used to run on the treadmill next to each other. Believe it or not, I ran on the treadmill. And we'd always, be able to spend some time there just talking about, could be a range of things. Because, look, I was a young guy at the time in New England, and he was a young guy too. So there were a lot of relatable moments at that point.
Eric Mangini, great seeing you here on a Wednesday. Tom Brady's retired. Coach, thanks for stopping by late notice for us.
Hey, thanks for bringing in your fun friend on a Wednesday.
All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Who won? Terry Bradshaw's SUV playing Fox Bet Super 6 during the NFC Championship. If you missed out on Terry's ride, don't worry, because everyone is getting a free chance to win $1 million of his money for the Super Bowl. Download the Super 6 app and enter your picks for a chance to win.
It's Nevada, by the way, not Nevada.
What did I say, Nevada?
It's Nevada.
What did I say?
People say Oregon. It's Oregon.
Nobody says Oregon.
A lot of people, they're weirdos. And then they say it's Louisville, not Louisville.
Hold on.
People say Louisville. It's Louisville.
Nevada. Is that correct?
Nevada and Oregon.
So what did I say? Nevada?
Nevada. It's not Nevada. It's Nevada.
Nevada.
Okay. Here's what's crazy. Is that whenever I make predictions... Like in the NFL this year, I said, the team that's going to win a lot more than you think is Minnesota. I thought it was obvious because they lost all these one-score games. I said, they're going to win at least half of them. So I said, watch Minnesota win the division without Devontae Adams. Green Bay will pull back. That felt obvious. Green Bay was going to be weapon light. Minnesota, if they won half of their one-score games, I didn't predict they'd go 11-0 in one-score games, but I said it was an easy one, and I was right. The idea that people don't think Sean Payton is going to work in Denver, let's just remember this. So they had Paul Hackett, the most overmatched coach in the league.
Nathaniel Hackett.
Nathaniel Hackett. Paul was his father. Nathaniel Hackett. Literally in the first game on television against Seattle, the very first game, it was a S show, a circus at the end of the game with timeouts. It was a disaster. With Nathaniel Hackett and an interim in a tough division, they won five games. You don't think Sean Payton, who has a chance to be a Hall of Fame coach, can get him to 10? They lost three games this year in overtime. That's almost unheard of historically. They were 4-9 in one-score games with an incompetent coach. And many of their best players are young players who will get better with an elite coach. Denver's going to be way better. Now, I'm not saying Super Bowl, especially in the AFC. You put Denver in the NFC, I'd have no problem saying they got a chance to play in the NFC Championship. AFC is a whole different ballgame. You got the Mahomes and Herbert factor. But folks, they lost three games in overtime and six more by one possession. This is the easiest bet in Vegas. This is going to be the most improved team in the league. Now, I don't know if they get to 11-12, but 9 from 5 is a gimme. Look at their schedule. They have a last place schedule. They get the Bears. They get the Texans. They get the Jets. They get the Commanders. They get the Browns. And by the way, they get the Raiders in their own division. They played the Chiefs tough both games last year. Played them tough. They matched up very well with the Kansas City Chiefs. So when a team loses three games in overtime, that is unprecedented. I mean, even bad teams, which Denver was, usually get lucky in overtime. So they go 0-3 in overtime. 9 of their losses were one score. Their defense is really good. Their schedule is going to be easier. You don't think they can get to 9 wins or 10?
Can you put that on the screen again, the opponents? Because there's one other thing to look at. They get the extra home game, right? 17 games,
yeah.
9 home, 8 away. If you look at the games they have on the road, a couple of those are not good teams. For instance, the Bears are not good. The Houston Texans are not good. Those are two layups, it feels like.
Right? Yeah.
So if you've got to go on the road, I mean, that's not a tough place to play. But Miami, as long as you don't have them in September when it's super hot, should be okay. Yeah, I think I would agree with you. I was looking at the worst teams in the league who can make a bigger leap from 5 wins to, say, 11, and I couldn't find one. I wanted to make a case for my Jets, obviously, but they won too many games, too. They're not going to 13 wins. That's not happening. And I don't think Chicago's surging.
No. Power Hour, Hour 3 next.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.